Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to E Factor for the Soul with hosts DC Love and Brenda Pierce here on the Sacred Embers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back and relax and enjoy weekly visits with us as we share candid conversation, readings, and Reiki. Enjoy the show.
Hi, and welcome to all of you. Thank you for taking this time on this beautiful Saturday afternoon to join DC Love and myself here on E Factor for the Soul. Empowerment, enlightenment, excitement, enjoyment. That's what the E Factor is all about. So bliss and blessings abound whenever myself, Miss Bliss, and DC Love, also known as Sweet Cheeks, as coined by Joan Rivers, come together to give Reiki readings and great conversation. We are part of the Sacred Embers Network, and we're proud of it. I am known as the Empowered Nurse because I triage body, mind, and spirit, and I share my love of Reiki. I am a best-selling contributing author, and I host and producer of my own TV show on the Rogers Cable Network here in Canada. And as DC is our beautiful, amazing co-host, she is a beloved psychic medium, and she loves to shine through her readings, the many blessings that come through her. One never knows when her beloved fur spirit Ginger is going to show up or when the mischievous Miss Joan Rivers will swoop in with her convertible and share her two cents worth. And I have a strong feeling we're going to have some of that 2 cents worth today. So sit back, enjoy the show, and I'm going to bring on my beautiful co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC.
Hello, Brenda. And you know what? I think when I posted the show this morning on Facebook, I put Joan Rivers' picture up there with ours, just letting everyone know that, you know, Sweet Cheeks and Miss Bliss, those were names that we got from Joan Rivers. And when I did, she actually saw the picture, and she said, oh, I'm part of the show today. So she's coming in right now. I told her only for a few minutes. It's a short show. And she's saying, hi, everyone, it's Joan. Joan Rivers, of course. I'm so happy to see that Miss Bliss and Sweet Cheeks are back together again doing the show E Factor for the Soul. Isn't this a great show? After all, who couldn't use readings and Reiki, love and blessings? It is true bliss. But I'd like to say, life is what you make it. I had my share of glam and glory. And Miss Bliss and Sweet Cheeks, they're doing a great job. They're helping others on their spiritual journey. And how about that Sacred Embers Network? Wow, they have shows on the Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. What a great group. They're so talented. They are such amazing light workers, and I'm not talking about stage lighting. This group is lighting up the world with their love, and they're healing others. And what do you call a psychic gnome who escaped from prison? A small medium at large. Well, you know what I call DC, a small medium at large. But how about Miss Bliss and DC? They're both Reiki masters, and when they connect, you can feel the love and the healing that flows from their heart to yours. And when they send Reiki, you're not only getting healing, it's like you're getting a soul's hug. And I love all the psychic stuff, too. I succeeded by saying what everyone else was thinking. Maybe I was psychic and I didn't know it. But these ladies, they really know their stuff. If you want to be successful, you have to believe in what you're doing. And you've got to work hard. And Miss Bliss and Sweet Cheeks, they not only talk the talk, they walk the walk. And their work is like a red carpet affair. Their hearts are on fire, and they make everyone they connect with feel really good. And you don't have to worry about what you're wearing. You've got the right attire, even if you show up in your pajamas. And you don't have to worry about posing. There aren't any cameras. After all, we know, ladies, that society has a double standard for women. And if a woman's not married by 30, she's considered to be an old maid. But if you find a guy and he's in his 90s, he's considered to be a catch. I'd like to see a man wearing a push-up bra and Spanx. How about you? If you don't know what Spanx are, they're like underwear that constrict the body. And it almost feels like you're being eaten by a boa constrictor. So how high do you want your breasts to be, ladies? You could jack them up as high as you'd like. You know what? I do love push-up bras. They would give me a lift when no one else would. And I can't forget about plastic surgery. You would come as you are and leave as whomever you wish. And in Beverly Hills, the women don't nurse their babies because kids were so allergic to plastic. Well, that's enough, I guess, for now. But I'd like to say life is really tough. So you better laugh at everything. I mean everything. And speaking about laughing, I was so ugly that they sent my picture to Ripley's Believe It or Not. I don't know if it was my mom or my dad. But we got, you know, the picture was sent back, and it said on it, I don't believe it. Can you believe that? Well, it says to enjoy laughter for the soul. Have a beautiful day, everyone. I love you. Okay, bye, Joan.
Love you too, Joan. Oh, my goodness. That was incredible. Thank you, Joan. We so appreciate and love you. And the audience always has to have a chuckle when they hear her. Her message is just so funny. Love her 2 cents worth. So I just want to share with everyone, you can connect, if you go to the show description, love to have you connect to DC's private web or her website where you can check out her private sessions. You go to www.therealdclove.com or you can just click the link in the show description. And for me, I have a very, very special link for you for a free Reiki meditation and a guided journey. So you can click on that link during the show description as well, and you can connect to it and check it out. Take advantage of what we have to offer because there's some amazing goodies here for you. So having said that, it's time for starting our power hour and our healing circle. So everyone, please imagine that we're in this big, beautiful cosmic circle around the earth, our right palm up, our left palm down, and we are energetically slipping into that next person's grasp. We are all energy, so we are all interconnected. So feel, you can probably feel the silky essence of somebody else's energy field reaching out and touching yours. And taking a deep, beautiful breath in through our nose and out through our mouth. Slow and deep. 2 more times. In and out. In and out. Feel yourself relax. Feel yourself just really center into the moment of now. And in this moment of now, there's no pain, no fear, no anxiety. The Reiki energy has been and is intended for it to encircle all of us around the earth and touch all those that are open to receiving at this time. And with that, we ask our beloved loved ones, whether they are here or beyond the veil, to be with us energetically behind us with their hand on our shoulder. Feel the strength, feel the love, feel the support, feel the guidance, feel the nurturance. And now we ask the angelic forces to join us, the cherubims, the guardian angels, the seraphim, and all the different choirs of angels are with us in this moment of now. Your wings are uniting in beautiful, protective energy and flow. And now we ask for the ascended masters, all those that we revere and love, respect and honor, to join us. Their wisdom is encircling the circle and here creating protection. As the Institute of Heart Math has been able to observe, wherever two or more gathered in synergy of prayer and love and support and positivity, so the crimes reduce, the fear reduces, the anxiety reduces. And in this moment of now, during the power hour, we ask that the earth be at peace. No matter what culture, race, or creed, we are in peace. And now we ask the trees of the Borneo forest, the Douglas firs, the mighty redwoods, with their deep roots that sink deep into the earth and are so well grounded, surround us in this beautiful fortress, cathedral of love, through leaves and branches overhead, creating a protective barrier. And now we ask the golden essence of light and love from the divine to sprinkle down through the leaves, through the trees, through the light that filters through, like sparkling stardust, to bless us and grace us during this hour. And now, all those that receive a reading here, may we send from our hearts out into the center of the circle, filling the space with love and blessings, peace and healing. And as we send out from our heart space, we receive back in multitude from each and every one who participates, whether now, here in the moment of now, or when the next moment of now, whenever you listen, is always the right time to receive. Taking a deep, beautiful breath, we now commence the Power Hour readings, and so it is.
Oh, alrighty. Beautiful, Brenda. That was, wow, the energy is flowing.
Beautiful. This is so good. I always enjoy our Saturdays together. And are you ready to rock and roll, DC?
I am ready, yes.
Okay, so our first caller is area code 212. Welcome to E-Factor for the Soul. Who do we have here with us now?
Hi, my name is, my name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, from New York City.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Welcome, Bryn.
Well,
yes, hello, Bryn.
Hi, DC, and what's your name? I'm sorry, the Reiki lady, what's your name?
Miss Bliss, it's Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
Brenda, hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for the meditation. That was really nice, really energizing.
That's great.
So, DC, I wonder if there's any messages that want to be told to me today?
Oh, sure, Bryn. Definitely. Well, the word I was getting as the three of us first connected was the word trust.
Okay.
You really have to trust at this time, and when you do, you're going to have the peace that is needed. You're going to gain the awareness that you need, and you're going to be able to really, you know, embrace anything that comes your way, Bryn, okay?
Right.
And as we know, everything is in perfect divine order, okay? And you know, what was really nice is that you really resonated with the meditation, and meditation is the way that we can, you know, really connect with the oneness, the I Am presence, the Creator. And if you meditate, you know, and you like it, that's a great way for you to really go forward and listen to your soul's longings and, you know, to realize what it is that you want to do. So
yes.
I meditation for you is really going to help you to set yourself free, okay?
Are you
taking care of you, hon? Because I'm getting, like, make sure that you're eating good, you know, you're getting enough sleep. You're eating, you know, healthfully.
Yes, you know, my sleep patterns are erratic. Even if I go to bed at a good early time, it gets a little not fitful sleep for years. You know, I think it's just more the environment I live in, the city life.
Okay.
And I'm pretty good with food. Sometimes I don't schedule the food too well, you know, but I eat healthy.
Uh-huh.
I don't go for fried stuff or too much fried stuff or sugar and all that. So,
right. Well,
so
that's great.
And then I meditate in the mornings and sometimes
good.
A little at night. Yeah, and I'm trying to, you know, like they say, it's a meditation practice. So it's not the destination. It's like the process of practicing every
day. Definitely.
Yeah.
It sounds like that you're on the right track. I'm also getting, like, you know, peaceful music. Do you work with crystals at all?
I love crystals. I have a few around. I haven't worked because I do energy healing, foot reflexology. I do artwork. I'm trying to develop a kind of artwork that
channels.
Any
fluorite at all, Bryn? I'm getting fluorite. Like the crystal fluorite would be a great crystal, you know, to help you on your journey presently. It'll
what
help
color?
You to really.
What color? Does
I believe.
I know there's different colors.
I'm getting fluorite. I'm not sure, but I think fluorite might be like a green.
Okay, because I know there's red fluorite, green fluorite, but you're looking.
I mean, if you
look,
I don't think it matters because I'm just getting
right.
The word fluorite, and I thought piece
okay.
of green. But if you have
yeah.
red fluorite, use it. It's really going to help you to, you know, create what you're wanting to create and to really be the person that you are and to speak authentically.
Right.
Okay? And
sure.
Not worrying about what others think, just being, you know, the beautiful person that you are. And as well, to maybe detach from others that are maybe, you know, not the same energies, maybe those that have, you know, a little drama going on.
Right.
You know? And
right.
Fluorite, I love fluorite. And I'm also now seeing, they show me a purple piece of fluorite, the angels are showing me. And it's
okay.
Really, really beautiful. And it helps, you know, with your spiritual understanding.
Right.
And green fluorite as well, it helps, like, with intellectual activity. So there are, like, a multitude of different colors. And it's really up
right.
to you in deciding, like, what color resonates
sure.
with you. But I'm
okay.
getting, I see books around you. Are you studying anything right now? Are you, you know, considering
yeah.
studying
well,
something else?
Yeah, I'm studying. Sometimes I read poetry. I'm also studying, like, learning to draw the human figure better, because that's my one weakness in my artistic abilities is the human face
okay.
and figure. So I'm looking at some videos online, but also books, and I have some
okay.
spiritual books around that I read, you know, now and again.
Beautiful. This is a great time for you to be creative, Bryn. This is a great
yeah.
time to express yourself. As well, it's, you know, it's a great time to get in touch with that inner child.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
And have a little fun. You know, maybe
okay.
do something creative that you did as a child and just do it. And not, you know, don't focus on it being perfect or anything. Just have fun with
right.
it. And as I'm saying this, there's ascended masters that are around you. There's angels. And I'm getting, you know, there's a blessing coming your way. Okay?
Okay.
Also, I'm wondering, you know, I see little hearts around you in regard to, you know, your creative talent, and I'm getting, you know, there's going to be opportunities coming, and it could lead to success, but I'm wondering, I'm seeing, like, quite a bit of, like, little hearts. So are you wondering about love at all? Because, I mean, there's quite a bit of hearts around you.
I haven't had a relationship for years, you know, and I sometimes get lonely, you know, and
have you been putting your intentions out to the universe? Because the angels are saying he's been praying about.
Yeah, I pray for it now and again. And I'm trying to develop a way of being attractive to women, you know, because sometimes I don't know how to be funny because I know women like guys who can make them laugh. So I'd like to learn that skill more because that's a very attractive skill to learn.
You've got a lot of attractive assets, and when you connect with your joy, that is going to be like the one thing that is going to be very attractive. Okay?
Right.
Just be the beautiful person that you are, and
okay.
you're going to see that, you know, relationships are going to start, you know, coming in, and I'm getting, you've got to just, you know, you've got to believe in yourself. I'm getting, you have to have a little bit more patience, okay?
Yeah.
And don't get frustrated because the angels are going to help you to have the love you desire at just the right time. And they ask
okay.
to make sure that you're working on yourself as well, okay?
Yes, yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So
yeah.
make sure that you put that intention out there and that beautiful positive vibration that you have, and you're going to bring in everything that you're wanting, okay? I'm getting
right.
there's a lot of changes that are, you know, going to happen. They're going to come about suddenly. And I'm also getting, we have Archangel Raziel that's with you, and he's going to help you to really manifest whatever it is that you're wanting. So
okay.
really get prepared because whatever it is that you're wanting is going to come your way, okay?
All
have
right.
confidence in yourself. Stay focused. And really, you know, start creating. Create the life of your dreams. Archangel Zachiel is coming in, and he's going to bring solutions to your problems. And he's saying, you know, at times you get a little bit too stressed out. You've got to just, you know, sit back and just breathe.
Right.
Take those three deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, connect with your consciousness, and then have a little bit more patience and know that everything
right.
is working out highest and your best. Okay?
Okay?
And
right.
I am getting, you know, like, I see a lot of healing energy around you. So,
yeah.
you know, you have the ability to send a lot of beautiful healing outward to the world as well.
Yeah,
you're
I actually want to do something to do with the earth, like I feel earth healing or working on the grids.
Yes,
I get that.
Yes.
And and with people and animals, yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. So to do all that, you've really got to try to maintain like a higher energy. And
right.
You're going to do that by staying calm and relaxed and just, you know, and create a beautiful atmosphere of peace. Okay?
Right.
I'm
okay.
Also getting, the angels are saying that you should consider using, you know, healing crystals. And it's going to,
okay.
It's really going to like help you to turn it up a notch, okay? Because
right.
the crystals, they give off this powerful vibration. They give off a powerful, like, frequency. And it brings
right.
healing and a balance. And you could do that, you know, with animals, people, or the environment. It's
right.
up to you.
Okay. Well,
so you're doing a great job. Archangel Michael is with you in case, you know, you need a little bit more courage. But he's saying, you know, bring trust in this time. This is a very beautiful time. It's going
right.
to be a positive time. And you're going to find that it is amazing, okay?
All right.
And that he's standing there, but who joins him but Archangel Raphael? Now, Archangel Raphael would be the angel to call upon to help you with your healing journey. But as well,
okay.
Archangel Raphael helps to bring in relationships as well. And being
oh, okay.
that you have romance on your mind, invite him in. And he's going
right.
to help you to really have that relationship that you're looking for. Okay?
Okay. All right.
He's asking that you make sure that you have the proper balance in your life. And he's going to help you to manifest that soul, you know, relationship. The one that you've been
great.
Dreaming about, Bryn.
Okay? Thank you. Yeah. All right.
Welcome.
Thank you, DC.
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask Brenda may have a little bit something to add to the reading, and I thank you for calling in, Bryn.
Oh, you're great. You're beautiful. Yeah.
Thanks so much, DC. You know, Bryn, what I did was I've been shuffling the angel cards for you, and what has come up is something very – I've got two things for you. So first of all, shower of abundance. Have you been praying for things to change in your life to receive more? I know you've been talking about the love relationships. Let's look at the rest,
yeah.
Health and finances and all that sort of thing.
Right. No, I have, and I've actually been also praying for I need to move this year out of New York City because I don't think it's the right environment for me. Even though I grew up here, I was raised here, I think my energy signature has changed. So in terms of manifesting that type of abundance to get the process moving sometime this year to move.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, if that's a calling to you, then I have to tell you from an energy medicine perspective, because I'm a biofield therapist and registered nurse
yeah.
and integrative health practitioner. So you are right. New York City, you know, there's something called the Schumann resonance. And for everybody that's listening, you might find this quite fascinating, is there's the Schumann resonance, which is the healthy resonance of our heart, our body, the earth, and
right.
the atmosphere around us.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when you're in New York City, now you have to think about the effects of electromagnetic fields. So cell phone
right.
use, everybody has a cell phone, so they're emitting
oh, sure.
EMFs, you know.
Yeah.
And what they have found is the amount of concrete, you're not
mm-hmm.
grounded in New York City, plus the effects of the electromagnetic fields breaking the Schumann resonance. So it is very much a very unhealthy environment to be in. So if you are picking up on it naturally, go for it, you know, move and make that change. But if you have to stay, there are things you can do as well. So
okay.
one of them is grounding. You can get a pail of beach sand. You know, you can buy beach sand
oh,
and,
yeah.
and put it in, like,
right.
cat litter
uh-huh.
container and just put your feet in that. The silica and the
right.
beach sand will help you ground.
Okay,
so
that sounds like a great idea.
That's what I have for you.
Thank
yeah.
you so much, both of you. You're great.
Welcome.
People.
Oh. Fabulous having you with us. So all the best.
Yeah. Okay.
All
blessings to both of you for the rest of the year.
Oh,
take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
bye.
Brenda, I just wanted to say for those listening, I was talking to Bryn about crystals. I don't want to forget to mention to everyone we have Herkimer diamonds, and the Herkimer
yes.
diamonds are beautiful for those, you know, electromagnetic fields that we want to, you know, to get rid of if we're on the computer, if we're on the cell phone. They're also amazing to help us on our spiritual journey, to help with attunement, and also for healing. They are truly amazing, and they come from New York.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. Excellent stone
That's
to energize
fabulous. The
field. And, I mean, it's just totally unbelievable. And they're reasonable. You know, they are affordable. So that's something to consider if anyone likes, you know, like the crystals. The Herkimer Diamond is amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, yes, you know, there's a lot of ways we can help ourselves that are natural. And so we would like to open up the invitation now for area code 414 to step forward. Who do we have with us now?
Hi, my name is Felicia. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Hello,
Hi, Felicia. Welcome to the call. How can we help
Welcome.
You?
Welcome. Thanks. I was going to ask what the angels have to say for me, but I just really want to find out about purchasing a home. How soon would that be happening, or what do I need to do? Because everything's good starting to open up for me this year. I mean, it's amazing.
Awesome.
Well, Felicia, this is DC. The first thing I'm getting is just keep connecting with your joy and allow yourself to enjoy every moment of every day. I'm getting everything is on the upswing for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, like, don't purchase a home just yet, okay? That's what the angels are saying. I'm also getting that they're showing me that maybe you might be considering studying something.
I don't know.
I'm getting maybe doing something like along that line, okay? Maybe helping animals, the environment. Are you doing something different or thinking of something different?
Well, actually, I have applied for a position as assistant director working in housing and homeless. So I work for the state here, and I love it. So
beautiful,
I'm
beautiful.
I'm just waiting on them to tell me I got the position, and that's it.
You feel good about it. I'm getting a thumbs up. You'll have to let us know. You're a very hard worker. You do everything right. And I really feel like the universe is coming in and helping you with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm getting like everything is coming to fruition for you. You've got to watch because I feel like there's like emotions and fear still that you're holding within that are blocking you at times. At times you may feel a little bit like emotional, a little bit drained, a little bit exhausted. When you get in that, you know, frame of mind, just walk out the door, leave all the electronic stuff, you know, take a walk, even if it's cold for like 3-4 minutes. And I'm getting, you know, your money, you know, issues, they're changing. But we've got to realize that, you know, a lot of us have emotional attachments to money, and we've got to see money as, you know, another word for energy, another word for love. And, you know, negative and emotional reactions when we talk about money sort of put a block on a situation. So if you find yourself thinking about money and you get like a little weird or whatever, just stop thinking about that and then think about something a little bit more peaceful, okay?
Okay.
But I
what
am getting
I have
like
been doing.
Yes,
sorry.
Well, you're
Go
doing
ahead.
A great job, and just you have to continue doing that, okay?
Because,
like I said, I didn't get like buying a house exactly like at this time, but I don't feel it's far off. And is this job that you spoke of? Is this going to be a job that you really will love to do?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because I'm getting
I'm doing
well,
it
when you,
right now. I'm doing
okay,
it right
as
now,
long as you're loving
out.
It, it's. To be very rewarding, and it's going to be rewarding financially as well. You're going to have a sense of contentment, and you're going to see the money starts to really come in, and I'm getting, you know, you are, you know, being the best that you can be, and you're doing a great job, okay? So really be proud of what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
I have to ask, you've got to watch at times when you do feel like a little bit frustrated. Do you notice the mind-body connection?
Yes, I take a walk. What I do is put my headphones on, and I'll take a walk and listen to meditation, listen to motivational things. When I feel the negative or tension come on, I'll step away and walk.
Okay, well, that's good. So you know that, you know, when you do that, it's going to help, and you have the power to make the changes that you're wanting to make. And, of course, you know, you're going to, you know, tell the universe and send out that beautiful energy, and you're going to let the universe match your amazing energy. Okay? As I'm saying this, you have a dove flying by, and the dove is saying, just keep connecting with your joy, Felicia. You know, new beginnings are coming, and it's just going to be totally amazing. You know?
Okay.
Have faith in yourself, and have faith that the universe is going to help you. This is really your time. You've got unlimited potential. You know, really believe in yourself and expect miracles, honey. I'm getting miracles because miracles are coming your way. Okay?
Okay.
Don't try to fight anything. Go with the flow. Let things happen, like, for you, okay?
Okay.
My dog Ginger's coming in. She's saying, chill out, girlfriend. Go for those walks. And let the universe come in and help, because when people are resistant and they struggle, well, of course they're not going with the flow, and then they're not going to have what they want coming in. So when you go for those walks, the way you're going and everything, you are doing exactly what you're, you know, being asked to do, and the flow is going to continue for you, Felicia, okay?
Okay.
So just keep, you know, keep being the amazing person that you are, okay?
Thank you. Oh, well.
You're doing a great time, but this is your time. It's a time of change. It's a time of amazing change. Everything is changing. Your finances are changing. Okay, difficulties are fading away. Okay?
Okay.
So make sure you're doing what you love, you know, and you're going to see nothing but the best outcomes. And have faith, have complete faith in yourself and in the universe. And the angels are saying, Felicia, a job well done. Way to go. You're absolutely amazing.
Thanks.
So just keep that good
flow, you
know, coming in to you and through you, and know that you're on the right path. Keep doing what you're doing. And my dog Ginger saying, girlfriend, whatever you're doing, it is totally working for you. Your prayers are answered. She's saying, pay attention, because there's going to be a new door opening, okay? And when you see this door open, walk through it, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to let go of the past, and we're just going to, you know, go forward into the future. And as long as you're, you know, doing what you love, you're going to see that everything stays like in a constant flow, a beautiful flow. Okay? That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over now to Brenda, and I thank you for calling us. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hey, Felicia, it's wonderful to have you with us, and I hope that you've been getting some benefit from the reading so far. What I pulled when I did my angel cards for you is see only love. So again, it's look past the seeming errors, mistakes, and misunderstandings, and see only the love within each person. And I feel the love is very there, but sometimes, you know, there's a little something that's holding us back, you know, like pre-programmed, maybe some rejection in the past or whatever else. Don't let the history hold you back.
Okay.
So you're on the right path in so many beautiful ways. Just really, really raise the love quotient, and you're going to watch that miracles are going to continue to bless you. So you've been already having a fabulous year. It's only going to get better and better, and your house is just around the corner. Just wait a little bit longer, and it will the perfect one will show up. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Wonderful. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, well.
So, wow. Yep. Amazing readings coming through, DC, and so much possibility.
Oh, yeah.
2019 is still so young, isn't it? There's so much hope and possibility
here.
That's great. Great. Yep. Okay, so we're going to bring on area code 951. 951, welcome to the show. Who are we talking with right now?
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in.
Hello,
hi, Nathaniel. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I love the mix of female and male today. It's just been really, really awesome. Thanks for adding your energy to the show.
Great.
Nathaniel, I have to ask you, I'm getting, like, from just your energy, sometimes you suppress your emotions, and you don't really, like, let others know what you're thinking. You're afraid to express yourself openly.
You know, I'm living with my brother right now, and he doesn't want me to express my emotions. I'm a guest in his house, and I don't have a say.
Okay. But you know what? I'm getting that, honestly, like, this just like what's going on now, this has happened to you in past lifetimes as well. This isn't the first lifetime, Nathaniel. Because I was getting that, you know, it has happened through like past lifetimes as well. So we're going to just ask the angels to come in and to really help you, you know, to let go of all that no longer serves you. You don't have to, you know, suppress things, and you could speak your truth, but in a loving way, okay? The angels are with you, and Mother Mary is coming in, and they're all here to love and support you and to really help you to have the strength that you need, okay? And know that you are protected, okay?
Okay.
And as well, really to help you to have, like, sort of like, you know, when your brother gets into that state and you feel like, well, I can't say anything, to have, like, coping mechanisms and really, you know, you're going to see with Mother Mary that you're going to be able to speak your mind, but it's not going to be in a way that
he said
that
he's
going to
kick me out if I have anything right now. I can't even stay. I'm in a park right now. He doesn't want me there from, you know, 8 to 5 every day, even weekends and holidays and Sundays. So I'm kind of, you know, I've moved up to a new city and everything, you know, far away from where I was. And, you know, he's saying that if I don't change my attitude and, you know, do exactly what he says, that, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's
kind of ridiculous.
Well, the
angels are going to help you.
But I believe me, I'm with you and, you know, Mother Mary, you know, but I.
Well, the angels are here, and they know how difficult this is to you, and they're saying, Daniel, this is going to come to an end, okay? I'm getting there's going to be healing, there's going to be assistance, and there's going to be a positive outcome for you, hon. And just know that there are going to be really happy times ahead of you. It's not going to stay the way it is now.
Great.
Okay? So you've got to believe, you've got to allow the angels to come in and to really help you at this time, okay? And
mm-hmm.
you're such an amazing person. You're so needed here. Mm-hmm. There's only one Nathaniel. There's only one beautiful Nathaniel. And the world needs you. The world needs your light, okay? And the angels are going to help you to see.
My brother's not convinced. He thinks I'm either retarded, or he said I had ADD or something this morning. And, you know, I told him yesterday, I go, you know, the sky isn't the limit. I said your belief system is the limit. And he believes that, you know, I should be a janitor or a security guard, and that's all that I can achieve.
Okay, well, you know, we're not going to worry about what his beliefs are, because he's on a different journey than you are. And you're a little bit more evolved, of course. And we're not going to, you know, get anxious over it. We're not going to worry about it. We're just going to allow the angels to come in. And at some point, they're going to help to create a dialogue that's going to be healthy. And you're going to be able to speak your truth, maybe not now while you're living with him, but at some point you will be able to express yourself, okay? We have Ascended Masters walking with you presently as well, Nathaniel.
Great.
Okay? To help you to really to have, you know, that higher knowledge, the clarity, the healing that is needed, okay? And there's so much love around you at this time. And, you know, you've been praying about this situation. And like I said, I am getting there's going to be miracles coming. And you've never lost your faith because of this. And you're going to see that, you know, everything will turn out for its highest and best, okay? So I'm getting the word resolved. The situation at some point will resolve. You're going to let go of that inner conflict that's going on, because you're trying to be what your brother wants, but you know who you really are. Okay? And this creates nothing but more confusion. Okay?
Yeah.
So allow the angels to come in and to really, you know, to help you to move forward and to keep believing in yourself, and you know that anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the angels are saying, Nathaniel, we believe in you. So we want to, you know, they're going to be there, and they're going to help you to really to believe in yourself and your beautiful abilities and all the awesome stuff that you bring to the world. And you know what? When you look in the mirror and say, Nathaniel, you are wonderful. You are so, so wonderful, because, Nathaniel, you truly are wonderful. You're an amazing person.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
You are amazing. And the angels they're going to help you to really to get on your feet and, you know, to be the person that you're, you know, wanting to be and to live your life's purpose, okay? Archangel Michael is with you. He's going to stay with you to really have the courage that is needed. And he's going to walk by you and help you to take the action that is necessary so that you can do, you know, what you want to do, and it's going to be so meaningful for you, Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Do you have any questions? Any other questions at all?
Will I be moving out or getting a job? I got a job at my old company, but they said that they didn't want to rehire me after I got a job at the Wells Fargo building here in downtown. It's the tallest building.
Okay, well, I'm going to get a job. Nathaniel, I'm getting yes.
Yes.
Okay. The angels are with you, and they're saying what you're wanting is near. They are assisting you. They're helping you to make your dreams come true. And just keep talking to your angels. And I see four-leaf clovers all around you. The angels are saying there's no need to struggle longer, Nathaniel. Okay, things are about to change. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, just open your arms wide and let them bring in the abundance and all the exciting stuff that you're waiting to happen. And things are going to happen really, you know, like amazingly fast. And they say, you know, when you're happy, Nathaniel, they just love to see you smile. Okay? So just remember, there's nothing to worry about. Archangel Michael is with you. Keep calling upon him. And he's going to help you to sort of maybe, like, get out of your comfort zone a little bit to really go forward to be where you need to be. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Brenda, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, Nathaniel, it's a pleasure to be with you. And when your conversation with DC started, three cards fell for you. And during listening to the conversation, I can just tell you that I've been smiling the whole time, because first of all, when you want a relationship to change, like yours with your brother, you probably are thinking he's got to change, right? Do you think that at all?
Well,
do you believe that it's up to him to change his attitude towards you?
I probably think that would be one of the only ways, I guess, yeah.
Okay, so the angels are telling you through the cards to see only love. So even though you are feeling hurt and you're feeling belittled and you're feeling kind of emotionally abused by your brother, the relationship you have with him and how you respond to him starts with you. It's not him, it's you, okay? And if you can start to raise your vibrational set point to seeing more love, so look for the things that you can love about your brother during this difficult situation and really own it, really feel for that so that the painful parts don't permeate. You're going to see that, first of all, it's like protective armor. The angels are going to be giving you that protective armor against his barbs. But if you can only see the best in him, he will eventually see the best in you. You will see your relationship will start to change, but it starts with you, and you're pre-paving how that's going to play out for you, and the angels are there to support you. So see only love. The next card says steady progress. So you're progressing steadily towards the changes that you are wanting in your life. So, you know, whether it be job, relocation, and, you know, whatever it is that's near and dear to your heart right now. And the third card is time to go. Wow, eh? Time to go. Time to move on from your situation. So by seeing love, changing the outcome with your brother, knowing you have steady progress, and the angels are blessing you with it's time to go. It's time to make those changes, whether it's all those changes, a move, a physical change, whatever it is, financial changes with a job, it's time for that all to happen for you. That's what that's saying. So thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you both so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Many blessings. And the Power Hour progresses on beautifully. We have 16 more minutes, and we have area code 480. You are live with DC, or Sweet Cheeks and Miss Bliss. And who do we have with us now? And your name is, please?
All right.
Hello.
My name is Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How can we help you?
Yes. Well, I have two job offers, one that starts on Monday, and then another one that would start in 2 weeks from Monday. And I want to kind of get an idea of kind of how you feel between the two positions and just kind of financially their sales positions and how quickly they can kind of grow.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to ask, Michael, are you, you know, leaning toward one or the other?
No.
Because the angels, you know, they'll help you to, you know, go after the one that you're wanting, okay? And
yep.
As I spoke to the one caller, just watch your emotions when you're talking about these jobs. Because I feel at times like when you start speaking of them, your emotions change a little bit, okay? So we want to stay balanced. We want to have like a clear mind and really set aside any kind of emotional attachments that we have to the outcome, okay? Because as we know, Michael, you are creating your life's experiences, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So have you decided one would be better than the other?
Yeah, the one that starts in 2 weeks would be better.
Okay. Okay,
more of a base salary, and I can work from home.
Okay, so keep talking about the one that you're interested in, and you know, don't bring any negativity, you know, in. And I'm getting that is really going to help you to be sort of like a magnet, and you're going to attract what you're wanting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me see what they're showing me here. Okay, so the one that you're wanting, they're giving me a thumbs up, the angels. They're saying you are on the right track, okay? Keep focusing, though. You've really got to keep focusing on, you know, this is the one that feels good, you know. Focus on, like, your new career path. Feel it as if it's already here, okay? And that really helps to, you know, to bring in, you know, the energy. I'm getting, you know, like you've got a lot of spiritual stuff going on as you're talking about this as well. I don't know if you feel that, but there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of spiritual growth as we're, you know, talking about this job as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, as that's going on, like, where's the stress coming from? Are you trying to do too many things at once, Michael?
Yeah, well, I kind of got myself into it took a little longer than anticipated in regards to, you know, getting this job.
Okay, because I'm getting, like, you're really overstressed and you need to have a little bit more balance,
mm-hmm.
okay? You've got to relax. You've got to breathe. You've got to just, you know, do something that helps you to forget about things and connecting with your joy. I'm also getting, like, this is, like, a really cool time for you because you actually make, you know, come upon some money that you maybe didn't even expect, okay? So there may be, like, there may be money coming as well. This is a great time for change, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that, you know, like, when you're, you know, talking about, you know, the prospective job with the employer, make sure that you put, you know, put it out there to them, like, what you're expecting as well from the position. Okay? Because the angels are saying, you know, make your needs known, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know what, you're going to attract, like, all this good. Just, you know, keep affirming, I am fulfilling my highest destiny. Okay? There's going to be a lot of, you know, support and guidance. I feel that the angels are really strongly around you at this time. Don't forget to ask them to help you to really, you know, to verbally put out there what you're wanting, especially if you, you know, go in with for a meeting, okay? What else are they showing me? Okay. I just feel like you've got to make sure that you put a little bit more energy into manifesting of the job, okay? And make sure that, you know, this is, you know, if this is what you're wanting, it's really what you're wanting, like, really feel it and then let the angels know, because I'm getting, you know, make sure that you're understanding everything that, like, the job is about, okay? I am getting, you know, being in a new direction. You've got to hand over any worries. You've got to hand over any fears. Sometimes, you know, you get a little edge, but the angels are saying, please don't worry. We're going to help you move in that new direction that you want to go in. they're going to help you to take positive steps. They're going to help to inspire you. I'm getting the word miracles around you, hon. There's going to be miracles in regard to, you know, this job, okay? And just keep having faith and trust that, you know, that you do have the divine with you, okay? They will help you. Abundance is coming your way. And it's time to let go of, like, any kind of negative emotions, anything around finances, you know, that's not feeling good, okay? Just choose to accept the abundance. Open your arms wide. It's your birthright. Be happy. Give yourself permission to be happy. You don't have to wait. And when you do, you're going to see the money's going to start to flow, hon, okay? Focus on your beautiful heart chakra. Do a meditation on the heart chakra. This is going to help you to open, to receive, to vibrate, you know, that beautiful love. And you're going to send it outward. And you're going to be a magnet for whatever situations you're asking for. Okay?
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn you over to Brenda, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to let you know that again. The cards jump just before you started really getting the conversation with DC, and I'm sitting here chuckling and smiling the whole time again because it's talking about, you know, obviously your questions about career. You kind of know which one you want, and the one you think is the one that feels the best for you. Well, the angels are affirming a shower of abundance. Now, for that card to drop twice in such a very short time is just incredible. So it's totally your time to achieve your dreams and goals, you know, and really, really feel and smile and feel into, like, money falling from the sky around you and the that you are on the right path and that you deserve to be so blessed and so so abundant. So there you go.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for being with us. Many blessings. Let us know sometime how things turn out. We'd appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Certainly. Bye-bye.
There you go. Isn't that incredible? Oh, I love it.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Totally incredible. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very.
Okay. Yes. And we have, we have 8 minutes left. We're just going to do a real quick one, okay? Let's see. Our lucky next person.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 256. Hey, welcome to the show. Who are we talking to?
This is Kimberly from
Hello.
Atlanta, Georgia. Hi.
Hi,
this
Kimberly.
Is Kimberly from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing great. So what's going on today, Kimberly?
Just some insight on my career. I had left teaching, but looking for a different type of job, but I came back into teaching with a new perspective. And just wondering how I can be creative or advanced in my career.
Okay, well, Kimberly, the angels are with you, and they're ready to help you to really make those dreams come true. Okay, they're listening to what you're, you know, putting out there. They hear your thoughts, and they're saying, you know, steadily things are, you know, getting a little bit better for you. Okay, connect with your joy, and when you do, you're really going to feel like, you know what, I feel so much better. You're really passionate about what you do, okay? And the angels are saying, don't forget about all of those creative talents that you have as well, Kimberly, okay? Because creatively, I'm getting, like, I can feel the energy, like, it's like chocolate that is like a chocolate fondue, honey, okay? And it's like, don't forget about us, Kimberly. Don't forget about us. I'm getting just like connect with your joy. Are you still connecting with your joy? Because doing that is to help the money flow as well. Okay? You've got a lot of important choices, the angels are saying. They're going to give you the guidance that you need. Okay? As I said, the chocolate fondue, I have to ask really fast, are you eating a little bit too much sugar?
Maybe so. Because I find myself...
Okay, because I'm getting, watch the sugar. Focus on what you want. Focus on your creative abilities. And when you do, I'm just seeing money's coming. Okay? I'm getting you're going to be really successful. Your finances are going to be wonderful. Focus on you. You've got this beautiful energy around you, and there's going to be a lot of, you know, material benefits from it. And just, you know, create the life that you want. It's up to you. Embrace all your beautiful talents and your creativities, and I'm getting the word success, Kimberly, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Brenda really fast, and just
okay.
believe in yourself. Okay? Believe in
okay.
you, honey.
Absolutely. All right.
Hey, Kimberly, I've got actually four cards real fast to give you the meaning from. First of all, the first one popped up was change in direction, so you're on path with that. The other one is ground yourself, so make sure that you're taking really, the next two actually are very near and dear to health and wellness. One is ground yourself, you know, keep yourself near to the earth and don't get your expectations out into the clouds too far. And cleanse and detoxify, which goes along again with the are you eating too much and sweets and maybe you need to look at cleansing and detoxifying yourself. Have a glass of lemon water every morning before you start your day, and you'll find that that will help, and it will help build up the saliva in your body and help to cleanse and get rid of all the impurities. The other one is entrepreneur. So being an entrepreneur looking is totally in alignment with what you're looking at, and I hope those cards make sense to you.
They do. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. So thank you for being with us. And again, this concludes another Power Hour. Oh, my gosh. So right now, everybody, take a deep breath in and release slowly. Let it out. And we're closing down the Power Hour healing circle. And DC, it's been another amazing ride with you here. Can't wait for next Saturday again.
Oh, thank you. You too, Brenda. It's just been totally phenomenal. So blessed by all the people that called in, and I'm so happy that we could help them.
Absolutely. It's been an amazing, amazing afternoon. So thank you, everyone. See you next week. Don't forget to join us again, 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Sacred Embers Network on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll have a blessed and amazing week. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.